Beloved Master, thank you so much for the gifts and experiences in everything. The relationships and relating with men and women are to open up my heart and to open up my heart in a new way, this retreat. Please, can you shed some light on when relationships move on, especially when moving from a sexual experience to a non-sexual? This act seems to have so much load in it. This act has helped me to be here today, and now I feel the time is to observe the energy in me when it arises. This is the challenge. I'm hungry for it. I so want to rise higher, rather than be stuck in my animal instincts. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being so available in love to me and all the friends. Love, 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 Hosang. I'm happy that this need starts coming up in you. And it will come up in everybody if you go deeper. You say, I want to rise higher rather than be stuck in my animal instinct. When you start realizing that you are more than an animal, then of course you want to get out of your animal instincts. But you can't reject it or look at it in a negative way. You have to understand and accept it. Because sex is part of life and it's totally natural, like eating and drinking. But when you get obsessed with it and think about it and fantasize about it, it becomes sexual, then it is something different, because then the whole energy that is very natural has gone in your head. And that is the problem with the whole world now. Because they have lost contact with themselves and with their innocence and with the body even, then everything becomes mental. Then you never meet, really. You just meet body to body. And the animal instincts, the sexual instinct, don't care about the other. You just want to use the other. And that is the most ugly way for the humans. But that is how it has become. So sex is so attractive, because it's so deep in everyone. But without awareness, you will be stuck you will be a slave of it, like you are a slave of the mind, of your instincts. Then you will have a guilt. So this is how the whole world has been, wanted to reject it, to suppress it, like it's in between them and God. It's something dirty. So you never talk about sex. There have even been sects in many countries that has mutilated their sexual organs, have cut off the breasts. Like that is going to help. But that's how sick man has been. And it's not possible to do it like this. You have to understand it. And the only way to understand it is if you start becoming more natural, more human, which is what is happening here. So now you start getting aware of it. Otherwise, you're in the same circle, like everyone. So the religious people, and in the East, they have more repressed it. Is something wrong? Then they miss out, because that is also not natural. It should be enjoyed, like you're enjoying a good meal. But if you eat too much, you get fat. You get constipation. Anything that you do too much is unnatural. And that is how the West is now. They are indulging in food, in sex, in everything, because it's available. And then when things are available for a kid, he will only eat chocolate. Even though teeth will rot, and he has a runny stomach all the time, and he gets fat, and he loses energy, and he gets irritated. Because there is no awareness. And it's the same with man. If there is no awareness, then that which is natural becomes ugly. It takes over. And the only way is that you become more natural, you become more aware of your own potential. Then you start seeing it from another side. This is what has come up now. Now you want to rise higher rather than be stuck in your animal instincts. And the only way is to see it. And you have experienced it. Because no relationship can last if it's only by the physical, and that's where almost everybody is, because of the mind. You desire something, you fantasize about something, and you want to use the other. How can that be satisfying? Because the sexual act in itself, it's just momentary. And then you feel stupid as ever afterwards. And as soon as you get the woman and you make love to her, then you have no interest in her. This is the animal. Then you have conquered her then. Just like you see a dog in the street. She fucks a female dog and then that's it. This instinct is in you also. So if there is no awareness, you will be just like that. How can there be any love? How can there be any intimacy then? You are ruled by your instinct, by the sexual mind. Then everything becomes just physical. And that hurts. And when you start seeing it, then you want to rise. But that understanding has to come from you. Because life has so much more. And the more beautiful, then everything becomes beautiful, including sex. Because you become natural, you become beautiful, you understand it, then everything falls into place. And that is how it has been for so long. And the poor woman never gets satisfied because she wants more intimacy. But for the man, it's not like that. The man just wants the release, the sexual release, which has nothing to do with orgasm, which is very satisfying. The woman, in her sex, she can wait. The man, he has to. He gets frantic. That's why they even have to rape. Because they go crazy. They have no control over the animal instinct. Then they can rape a little girl in the bushes. They have no control. They can kill somebody. They have no control. That is the animal instinct. They are no more human. They are a total slave of their instinct. And you cannot be a happy human being before you become a master over your lower instincts. Before you take the challenge to start looking at yourself. That is not easy, but it's possible. So these things are bound to come up here, because when you, many people, when they first come, oh, there's so many beautiful women. So many beautiful men. The whole attention is on the outside, because that's where you are. You've been living just on the outside. Then slowly, slowly, as I manage to trick you to come in and start meditating and cathartic and screaming and crying and sharing a bit, then some other energy starts waking up in you. You start getting more interested to feel yourself, to understand yourself. To be yourself, to be true, to become real. Then slowly, slowly, as deeper you go, then this will come up. Then you get different needs. Why? Because now you are in touch with something deeper in you, something higher in you. Then the whole sexual situation can be more forgotten. That happens by itself. It's not the doing. It's not like in an Indian yoga ashram. It can never be suppressed. It has to be understood. And it changes by itself as your energy is going deeper. And it's bound to happen always when you go deeper in meditation. I remember around Osho in the ashram also, many times people, what is happening? This man is totally different than the man we are used to. They used to chase us all the time. No, nobody has chasing anybody. This man is much more meditative. What is happening? Because they are not the slave of the animal instinct. You have to transform yourself. And that can only happen by going in, by meditation, by satsang. Otherwise, you will always be stuck in that. Because everybody is. And not only that, but the whole West is feeding it. It seems like that sex is God. Because it's the only thing that people can get a little release, a little let go. So of course it becomes so exciting, very exciting, and also you can relax a little bit. But when you start going in and you start being content in yourself, not only in the physical, but in your emotions, in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, then all that starts losing the interest. It happens by itself. Because you start living in a deeper level in yourself. No, you want to explore deeper, you want to explore higher, because it starts waking up in you. How can that be possible for an animal? It has no spirituality. An animal doesn't know anything about meditation. Try to teach a donkey meditation. Doesn't work. He's only interested in the rotten cabbage. And that is just how some people are also. They get stuck in just the physical. And then it becomes ugly. And deep in their soul they feel guilty. Like all the religious people, because they want to suppress it. But it's impossible because it's natural. And they haven't understood it. So it's always a fight. And the other side of the coin is how the West is. It's how most of the world now is and will become, even the East, because this is a small planet, is to indulge. And this is not the ways to get free of it. You can't indulge in it and you can't repress it. It has to be a natural thing. And it can only be natural when you become natural. And who is natural? So that's why it's so much energy around it, because it's not understood. When you are natural, then it finds its own place, because it comes from your own understanding. And life is multidimensional, so you have to live on many, many, many levels at the same time. That's what is the biggest art, is life. Please, can you shed some light on when relationships move on, especially when moving from a sexual experience to a non-sexual? It's good that we become more real and want to rise a bit, to become more sensitive, that you get some understanding from your own life, from your own understanding, that you are not just a slave of it, because it will never be fulfilling. Anything that is momentary cannot be fulfilling. And that's why people get obsessed and fantasize so much also. Sex is just momentarily. Love is eternal. Why not settle for that which is eternal? Then out from that understanding, then sex will take a totally new color. Because it will be more natural. But this is how it is. People are hung up, and especially men. And it's very difficult for a woman to find someone who just loves her for who she is, not just to have a sexual release. Of course, there can be many romantic things around it, but the whole energy is just to get her to bed. So it's good that you start seeing it and start living in a different way. And if you meet in a deeper way, then all the so-called problems, relationships, problems also, which everybody has, will disappear. Because then it's the joy of being together. It's just the joy of being together. And how come on this big planet with 6 billion, 7 billion people, we can just be together? It's amazing. When you start seeing it, then you become grateful. And then, of course, if both partners start realizing that and are more sensitive, then it's just a gratitude to be together. And all these problems of jealousy and suspicions, all of that is just gone. Because you are so happy, you never think about somebody else. Why? You are free, you're doing what you want. So instead of fear and suspicion and jealousy, you have gratitude, you have harmony, you have happiness. That's what you should go for. More an intimacy, more a friendship, more meditation. In India, they have always the highest is the brahmacharyas. That's the one who have no sex. Huh? But most of the brahmacharyas in India, they repress the sex. It's not natural. But that is not possible to force it. It has to come from understanding. It has to come from deep meditation. And what the brahmacharya really means is like you are not a slave of it. You are free from that. You're functioning under different laws. You could even have sex, but you are not a slave of it. But of course they have misunderstood it. Anything that you are not a slave of your instinct, then you become free of it, and then it becomes much more beautiful. Which is how it should be. It should be more natural, more playful, more meditative. But how can it be that if you behaving just like an animal, just like a dog? Have you seen a dog who is very sensitive? Show me one if you find. But the nice thing is here in satsang, dogs transform very quickly sometimes. So I'm all for just that you become natural. You have to accept things as they are. Don't fight it and don't indulge in it. You have to just become more and more, see things as they are. Then everything falls into place. And they say that sex is more in the brain. It's a part of a brain center. And maybe they say in the future they can have something that connects them. Then you can just have a little clicker in your pocket. And then you have a little organs like that. Then you won't even need somebody. You get. They had this experiment with rats. These scientists, they do this. Then they put that some electrode or something in the brain of the rats, in that center which stimulates the sex, and the rat get to know to press that little button, and then something happened. And he did it, he killed himself. And that's how you are. You just go on and on because you're just like a rat. It's the highest thing. He forget about eating and drinking, everything. He's just like bling, 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 bling. And I think he went down in the history that is the only rat that died with a smile on his face. But there is other joys to life. It is a great part and it's beautiful. And as you become more beautiful, more and more beautiful it will be. Because you will feel more, you will be more present, you will be more natural, you will be more conscious. Of course. But if you're unconscious, then even the beautiful things, even the most beautiful things lose their meaning. So it's all up to you. And it's very good that this comes up. Just meditate, go deeper, go beyond it, and then don't thinking about dropping anything, just become natural. Let it become more beautiful. Okay, Hassan? But I'm happy you asked, because I'm also wondering, some people, how long are you going to go on? And I'm very happy that you want to get out of the old. And it's not easy always to get out of the old, but it's possible. And if it's possible, definitely here's the place that makes it possible. Have you heard about Paddy, the Englishman? Isn't Brahmanan here? Yeah. Hey!
Isn't Paddy Irish?
Huh? Yeah, but they have a few English Paddies also. Well, this is Paddy that was half English, half Irish. It was that one. And like normally, he was driving around the area outside the pub in the late evening, just hoping to pick up some girl. And a girl comes, and Paddy, the one half English, half Irish guy, he drives him in his old Morris Mini. No? That is what they have, an old Morris Mini, just like, what is the guy? Mr. Bean. Yeah? So it must be a kind of, that kind of guy. He drives outside the village and stops in a very deserted area on the country road, turns to the girl, slivering, and start making some rather predictable advances. Just a minute, the girl declares, pushing him away. Is that the way you want to go? Okay. I want you to know I'm really a prostitute and I have to charge you $50 for that. Okay, says Paddy. Reluctantly pays her, and then they make some very strange love in that Maurice Meany. Later, Paddy sits silently at the wheel. What is the matter? Asked the girl. Are we not leaving, going back? Not quite yet, says Paddy. I'm really a taxi driver, and the fare back is $50. It must be the mix between English and Irish who made little intelligence there. A young English fireman is becoming really bored with his sex life, and he feels he needs to make it more juicy. After a long marriage, he gets the idea of using codes, like he does when he's fighting fires, and explains the idea to his wife. "When I say code one," says the fireman, "that is your signal to run upstairs to the bedroom. Code two means get undressed and jump into the bed. And code three means we make mad, passionately love. Let's try it." All goes okay for a few weeks. Then, one night, after going through all the three codes, the wife suddenly yells out, "Code four, code four." The fireman looks at her and says, "What is that, code four? Code four?" she cries. "More fire, more fire." Beloved Babaji, why is it so difficult to love and accept myself? After the end of the relationship I was living, the need to bring the focus on care and respect for myself is urgent, and I don't know how to live love in reality. Eternally grateful to be at your feet, Dhamma Mitra. It's so difficult to love and accept yourself because you are trained to do that. Everybody is. And you need a shock to get out of it. And now this shock is there. Otherwise, even around me, you can stay asleep. Now you needed this shock of the relationship. Then you realize, I don't know how to live love in reality. And how difficult it is to love and accept yourself. Because now you are thrown back to yourself. So this experience will make you deeper, more understanding. And maybe consciously start going deeper in yourself. But people need shocks. They need something because it's so comfortable to stay sleepy. And that's why even around me you can stay sleepy. And feeding on me, on satsang. But you have to do the work. You have to transform yourself. Why is it so difficult to love and accept myself? Because everybody is trained to do that. To love the other, to love your parents, to love your children, to love your partner. Nobody is teaching you to love yourself. And how can you love if you haven't found love in you? It's impossible. From the very beginning, it's impossible. And that's how everybody is living. And everybody is hungry for love. But how can you get love if you haven't found love? If you don't have love, that means you are not lovable. you don't have love. Or you can't appreciate love, because only love can appreciate love. Yeah, physical, if you are only a physical on the basic first chakra situation, you can appreciate sex, food, money. But love, you have to rise, you have to be deeper, you have to be more sensitive, you have to be more human. Nowhere they are teaching this in school. Nowhere they are teaching this in the families. Nowhere they are teaching this in the universities. So that's why it's so difficult. And instead of loving yourself, you feel guilty because you don't love me enough. That is the game that marriages, relationships have, parents have, grandparents have. You don't do enough. You don't love enough. But how can you love? Everything is just false. Like in India, there 90% is just arranged marriages, and some very early in life. How can there be love? It's impossible. But they have to, they can't go against the family, they can't go against the society. But deep, deep inside, which nobody ever talks about, they hate the husband. Because it's a forced thing. It's not out of love. But they behave totally perfect. Doing, working, whatever they should. But it's not out of understanding, it's not out of love, it's not out of consciousness. It's not out of freedom. Then how can there be love then? How can there be true devotion? It's impossible. But nobody talks about it. Because the whole society is built like that. You can't go against the family, you can't go against your religion, you can't go against society. You need shock. Or you need to be very, very intelligent to have so much courage to start standing up for it, for yourself. And you want to find out, why is it so difficult to love and accept myself? I don't know how to live love in reality. No, you have to take care of yourself now, Dhammamitra. That's the good news. And don't dwell on the past. Focus your whole attention now. Eternally grateful to be at your feet. Now, maybe more than ever, you can really be at my feet, really be here. And going deeper in yourself. And accepting yourself. And why is it so difficult? It's so difficult because you're carrying your whole past. Otherwise, I say, like all the mystics I says, it's very easy. It's only that you are so identified with your whole past. If you listen to what I say, it's very easy. You can snap out of it because you are free. You are now here. You don't need to carry it. You don't need to carry the past. You don't need to carry your unconsciousness. You don't need to carry all the stupid things you have done. And you don't need to work it out in therapy for the next 20 years. It will never work. But most of the time you need shock. You need to be thrown into reality. So this is how it is. Now I can talk more straight to you than I ever done, because now you are ready to listen, because you are in that situation. No, you feel it, you sense it. Before, maybe I just talk and it goes into your head. because you live so sleepy, so comfortable. You have to be very sharp to catch the moment. You can't be sleepy. And I say always, the first thing, you have to take responsibility over yourself. You have to be responsible. And how do you become responsible? By realizing that it's so difficult to love and accept myself. You have to look at these things and start taking care of yourself. You have to start listening to yourself now. Of course, in a conscious marriage, relationships, then you support each other out of awareness. But if it had been very unconscious and been very long, it's very difficult to change it into something conscious. If it starts unconscious, it's very difficult. If it starts conscious, much more easy. So try it now, Dhammamitra. Now you have only yourself. That's the good news. Always take it in a positive way. And to love yourself and to accept yourself, it is a must to find out who you are. It's a must for self-realization to accept yourself. You have to start now, fresh. Get out of the old. Get out of any guilt, any trips, anything should that you have should have done. You have to focus all your energy on yourself now. That is the only way to find yourself, to be happy with yourself. Then there is no problem. Then you can love, when you have found love. You cannot share love if you haven't found love. Then you will beg for love. And that is how most relationships are. You beg for love, you want love. But the other also doesn't have love. Then you have two beggars begging for money, begging for love, and none has love. No wonder that it's going to go bad, sour. Of course, maybe after the honeymoon. So this is a new chance for you. You have to face yourself to love and accept yourself. And that almost nobody does. You have to almost be forced to do it. Which is your situation now. No existence is almost forcing you to do it, because the past is gone. Or you have an accident, or you get cancer, or something like that. Then you are forced to look at, you are forced to stop. I don't live forever. What is really happening? How do I live my life? What am I doing? How come I don't love myself? How come I don't accept myself? How come I'm not happy? How come I'm not grateful? You have to find out these questions to remove the obstacles. Any obstacles that you have on your path, you have to remove so you can see more clearly. Because I tell you, now is beautiful. And if it's not, that means you have some obstacles. You have something is hindering your sight. Then look into it. What is it? So it is difficult to live and love in reality and to accept yourself. But it's not impossible. And that's what I go on reminding you of. That's what I'm tempting you with. I'm the proof, it's not impossible. So don't give up hope. Don't go that way, which most people do. They go that way. It's easier, it's downhill. No, rise. No, you have a new opportunity now. Look at yourself. Use all that energy that you have used in whatever, in your work, in your relationship, in whatever. No, face yourself now. That is the whole journey of coming to a master, of being with me. Being more and more unidentified with your mind. And then this love, this acceptance is already there. And I'm saying it's not impossible, but it's difficult. Don't fool yourself to think that it's easy. I'm saying it's easy, but that is at the end. At the end of the meal. First, start preparing all the ingredients, gathering, learn how to cook, then eat. Then you will say, that was easy. And it's not easy if you don't have the right ingredients. So that's the whole thing I'm trying to do with you here, just to get you more and more untangled and unidentified with this whole conditioning that makes things so difficult, and difficult to accept yourself and love yourself and just be yourself. What could be more easy than be yourself? What has gone wrong? It's amazing. But then when you look at it, you are in a shock. Oh my God, I'm such a slave of my own mind, my own past, my own burden. You have to free yourself, and it's not easy. But it's very possible. But you have to focus on what you want. Otherwise, you will never reach. If you want to reach the top of the mountain, you can't get sidetracked all the way. And that's how many of you are. Oh yeah, we are going there, but then 10 meters into the forest, you go there, and then somebody calls you there, come here, I have a tea party there, and then you have a soft ice there, and then you have this and that, and then, I go there, I go to the movie. And suddenly you forgot, I was going there. And then Baba comes and says, what are you doing here? You were going to go there. You were so happy you were going to go up there. I was going to meet you there. We can have a cup of tea there. Very nice. Have the view. I'm sorry. So difficult. Not difficult. Just be steady. Don't get sidetracked. Very good, Dhamma Mitra. Just bring the focus to yourself now. Feel yourself in a new way. Take care of yourself. Start learning what you need, how you can take care of yourself. And don't take it so serious, okay? That makes everything very hard. use the opportunity when you are here to explore and feel and be in new ways, more real ways. Om Shanti. May everyone come back to themselves and be happy.